Pam from PMG, Parliamentary Monitoring Group. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair. My name is John Strader. I'm the legal advisor to this part of the and I would not be taking part in the presentation, but I have to request to come and listen for what they have to possibly see. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Scott?
Chair, can I just officially offer the apologies of Mr. Lee's office for accepting the proposal for the law that I was proposing. We made the arrangements, we have seen this engagement in the chance of offers, so I just want to say that the first time I was fortunately, if you have the order of the government.
So that's actually acceptable because he has already made his appearance before the committee. So normally the proposal accepts out of church after making it, but not under seen by the day. So well accepted and then apologies. This year you have flooded us, we appreciate that this morning. So you may also feel free to participate. Doesn't mean that if you are a legal advisor, you can feel free to ask us here to participate because you might be feeling the questions here. Thank you very much. Just to put everybody up to speed, Zora, I regret to tell you that I think those facts doesn't have the document at the end. No, you say friends, you remember. Do you have?
Sure, from the previous document, the document of the proposal, I think we should see what the document of the oldest one on the document of the we should start comparing the documents of the contract.
Welcome, Mr. Owen. They say you are wearing. I thought you were one. Okay. Thank you. Another member of the committee. I would like to check with DCI if they have read and understood the proposal before us.
Thank you, Chair. Just the
in that case, now may I invite you to give us your take on the proposal and your advice to the committee. Over to you then, thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. We didn't prepare a PowerPoint presentation, but we have talked to the issue. Probably just as there was way of introduction, the consumer and corporate regulation division develop policies and legislation around consumer issues as well as regulation companies. Also we want to call public research regulation, which is really focusing on regulated industries and that would be welcome. So it is indeed our function to develop policies. One of the principles of regulatory effectiveness is to assess the impact and effectiveness of the regulations and policies that have been developed. Now, you would note, Chair, that the first 7-year term of the regulatory actually lapsed. And this was the intention of the department to do an assessment of the past 7 years just to get a feel of how the legislation has impacted society, economy, and so forth and so on. And also because the policy that came from the implementer, the National Voter Report, indicating to us that there are certain areas that probably might need to fix. Here and there just to present the current framework. So there are a number of issues really that we look at regarding the effectiveness of the regulatory system. And we think that it is necessary to tighten a few areas. For instance, the question really around the relationship between the National Electoral Board and the distributing agencies, as well as the powers of the minister So then there are those other issues that need to be put into this perspective. Now, coming back to the proposal that has been put before the committee, we do realize that actually the proposal intends to deal with issues around the distribution agencies, their nomination, and the terms, and when should they be nominated, and what should be the overlap between the incoming distribution agency and the receiving one. And we actually recognize and acknowledge that these are very important issues. However, this is just, in our view, one part of a very broader issue that we are currently dealing with. And our approach really would be to say that we will take this proposal into account, because as it's happening currently, we are engaged in the process of trying to set amendments. But what really wanted to start there with a respect to first understand why it seems to be such a national respect in the economy of society. So that we have a broader understanding, so that when we come before Parliament, we have a basis upon which to make this conversation. And like I say, we have identified a whole range of issues, including the issues around distribution. So in our view, this is issue. Form part of a broader approach that we have not currently understood. So we really appreciate the opportunity if the committee requests that this should then be sort of taken process by the department as part of the broader policy approach to I must say that we've also been in touch with the National Rotary Forum, and we are all in agreement with what we need to be strengthened. Because it's not just the provisions of the act that's what we need to make, but also the regulation that may need to be there and there. And we may also need to think about other governance issues around the rotary fund and all the other institutional funds. So what we are saying is that we would want to then take this proposal and make it part of the broader work that the government has to then okay, I think that they can put something kind of a combination.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to make a proposal with a few points, then put this before the committee for acceptance, rejection, improvement, and then we will hear and we discuss what we think should happen. Firstly, I'm glad to hear that you have read the proposal and you think that it's an important proposal that could be built into your renewal process. That's the first thing that you are saying. And I'm very glad to hear it. So I would propose to the committee that we should have addressed that with a number of conditions. One, that through this committee, we open a channel of communication between yourself and Mr. Lavastakhan to make sure that to his satisfaction, what he has proposed becomes embodied in what you are doing now. We would like to attach reasonable time frames to this. And that you periodically, on a 6-week process, because we would like to discuss this in the next 3 months. In a 6-week process, you as DTI, you write a letter to the committee, to Parliament, in terms of the progress of incorporating but the Lava Stackness process is a recommendation into your legal processes. And having proposed this, I'm proposing to the committee that we should accept the recommendation, but we should open an avenue, because I think in this country, members' proposals are never taken into consideration directly. If only the legislature, sorry, the executive, together with the department, that easily and at all times do it. So we would like to see at least a component of your legal process that we can happily point to say that this clause of the amendment of this process came from a member's proposal, which would be a clause that you can refer to as a Lava Stackness clause, so that he is recognized as a member. Yes, even if you don't call that in law, I'm not a lawyer, but I would like to see a clause or two in your renewal process that shows that it's directly taken into consideration, but you have agreed that this is a reasonable and a necessary and a part of the process that you are doing, and that you give us a report to assist you in terms of how far you are. And then we will also request a 6-3 report from Mr. Lava Stackness, whether he is happy with your consideration of your consideration of his proposal. Having said this, I open this for the committee to entertain. I may not have been very clear and very sound in thinking in putting this proposal. My proposal is subject to the amendment of the committee members. And Mr. Advocate Black, your maiden input to the committee and then yourself.
Thank you, Chair. The maiden input, which I don't think I caught one of them. Chief, now I listen to what you said, I actually took notes, and I'm not to this day say I agree or disagree with you, I just want to make some remarks. This private municipal came some time already, came from the last year.
Not before us.
Oh, well, what's submitted? Was submitted September last year. 12th of September. Yeah, no, thank you, that's it, but you are very right in what you're saying, Chair. Is that there's been a thing that when members of Parliament introduce these things that we're not always serious about. And I'm not talking about Parliament, I'm talking about serious things to the benefit of this country and to get us back. Now, it will be very, it is my, and I want to be careful one word because I get appreciated what you said by this. But we should also not get into a sort of precedent in this committee and in Parliament that when we do receive a valid proposal, even according to the department, that that be taken by the department with the argument it's part of a broader review process and they are busy with reviews on these things. The process of this bill, or this proposal, to go through the motions and actually meet the primary of the first contact, would be a much quicker process, and I'm saying that also before I ask questions, sure. It might very well be a much quicker process to get it into the act. I don't mean the act. It doesn't matter. Then just to give it to the department, and it might very well be part of the 2-3 year process in terms of a review of the whole thing. So while, Chair, I would argue that your remark may have a lot of validity, I think we should entertain the speed or the need for these proposals to be part of our law before we can come to the conclusion that you propose. And if we look at the history of what happened with can we do with the recent issues of substitution action? So if you look at, there's been a lot of disconcern and problems, and some might be valid and some might not be valid, about the distribution of the funds and what that causes. You must bear in mind that what we are talking about is these funds are filling gaps where government is unable to fill it themselves. Sometimes it's adding on to work that government is doing. I think it is an important thing. And whilst I agree with your time frames, sound like very extended time frames, you also said these are time frames to give us satisfactory support that it has indeed been incorporated. So it makes no reference to the time frame that the department would have to, at the end, come with some income goal and say it was important. That may very well take 2-3 years. So I think we just need some discussion as to the need for this to be sorted out, this division. I think there's clearly problems there. I think it's a very sensible proposal, support proposal, and a proposal that there's no...
You're not saying when it's chosen
That's not a party policy proposal or something. I mean, we do get these programs, and I've seen them, although I think possibly. We do get these things that are purely the efforts of a party to put its own policy, and there's nothing wrong with that, into legislation. It's fine, it can still come here. But this is clearly something that is broader than that. It's got nothing with party affiliation. For the welfare of this country and the need to be properly together. So my concern is, before I agree with what you're saying, is the key of their review and whenever an amendment will be tabled in Parliament. And if it isn't time that we give due justification to the powers of members to do these proposals and get enacted, to a speedily process. Get it to the committee and get something close which they can then put the ball on the thing to be. It's a question. It's just time to open up the discussion, not just to come to
the conclusion. Okay, I'll come back to you. You see, the issue of the tenants is that they can put that out of the country 10 years from then now, how long they intend engaging on this process, by what time are they thinking they should be done. You can even put pressure to give them guidance so that, unless if you read this line, then we will do that better, the committee to make sure that we take that option that we are going to do the SPDR route to amend the rate. However, Advocate Scott, we had actually questions the timing, because we are very concerned about precedent in this committee. We also don't want to, because we have more than 300 members of Parliament, if everyone can see a process unfolding somewhere and table a bill to fast-track process, etc., it would be a nightmare for this committee and for this Parliament. For that reason, when Mr. Labashakhne presented this for us, we asked him about the coincidence of the timing of the arrival of this committee for us with the processes that the department is undertaking. He also pointed out to us that he already submitted to the Speaker's office last year, even if this matter is coming to us only a few weeks ago or a month ago. But he said that the difficulty in the legislature has been forming and the writing has been on the wall for quite some time that they are problems. So I would still think we should ask the department by when do they think they would complete this process. And we still reserve the right if we think that it will take too long or if it is taking too long to take the speedy route that Mr. Swartz is talking about of rather amazing the bill and not our appeal process. So I'll talk now to get information from you in terms of your own concerns. And then I will see Mr. Camarero.
Thank you, Chair. Ordinarily, the process of developing legislation, for instance, that is a policy of legislation. However, recognizing the importance of their combined effect to corporate institutions within the particular nation. And in terms of our parliamentary program, I certainly have not seen we do recognize what
they do. You know, the first part that I mentioned is, you said that we are the financial aid. And we are right at the beginning of this financial aid. So you are actually telling us we create. And I don't think that is right. And it is my calculation right.
Chair, that was according to our plan to say this particular financial aid would commission a certain media policy proposal and also probably that would be the development of the actual amendment. Because we actually do have certain amendments that we already have. But the only challenge is that they are not based on any substantive sort of like evidence and impact assessment. So we wanted to do that so that when we approach parliament, we have proposed this because of the analysis that we've done, and this is the case of what we've done. So in terms, unless if there is a way of the short-circuiting process, then maybe this might be a
reason. Can I put it to you that your time is too long for us for this committee? Because 2 years, if we will be, the parliament would have risen, it will be at the end of the new term, so your 2 years is totally not desirable. And so put that in mind, that it means that we are going to reject the root of the vote. Yes?
Just sorry, I'm just teasing on this. So I don't think that, just to be clear, I don't think that we should criticize DTI in the process. And that's just exactly what I thought of. They believe the board reveals all this. I don't think we should criticize them into speeding that, they might do their job as quickly as they can, of course. But it also wouldn't be fair to state that because they agree that this is a necessary movement and we've got the venue to do, I don't think we should try and force them to come and say yes today. It would be very unfair to the institutions that they all try and speed up the whole process. And that was exactly my concern. The whole process should be a well-thought, well-researched policy process, which will then include a number of amendments. But as I said, clearly the time frame is the important one. They are the people.
But our rules, the rules of Parliament, if there is a process that is reviewing the rules and whatever we are supposed to drop into it, you know, if there is a legislative process somewhere that possibly can address what is before the committee, we are supposed to refer what is before the committee into the rules. It is. Considering that I advanced about the time frame. But having said this, yes, but let me and you give other committee members the time frame that we come back. Mr.
Pan, it's any better. Madam Chair, I've been practically covered by what you have said in follow-up in terms of Mr. Swart's response. The principle that I see over here, that this committee can accept in principle what is in front of us, and that this becomes a document of this particular committee. In view of what has been said by Trade and Industry, we take their bona fides on hand, and that we then basically transfer this document into their care, but without relinquishing our right to put it fresh on the mark. And I would, in terms of your time frame, I would even go a bit more specific. And this is to say that if it is not at the table of the private members committee before the end of the financial year. In other words, let's assume there is no time to put legislation now forward. That we all know. But that it is in the process. In fact, it would be relatively easy for the department to say that in view of the discussion that has taken place over here, our first draft proposal of this specific subject will be in this form. And that could be submitted to this committee for comment or for just for information, whatever it will be, that there is at least certainty from our side that this is indeed being taken on board. And I think then we can react in terms of what has been submitted to us. But I'm fully in agreement with you. We cannot wait until the next financial year for anything like that. I think I've been practically with directly. I have been practically covered. And then I just want to, for the sake of the broad principle, just state here that constitutionally, this committee has the right to proceed with any form of legislation in the prescribed way and referring it to the National Assembly and via the National Assembly to put a rubber stamp on it and to say this is now a law in this country. That I must just make that intensely clear that the department would take that into mind as well.
Yes, I agree with you, but I want us to have intermediate reports. I'm weary of us waiting for the end of the financial year. So maybe by the middle of the financial year, they must give us a preliminary report of how far the process is. That report should also go to Mr. Lamassachman and to us, and that in the middle of the financial year, we'll consider what we want to do as a committee, if there is movement fast enough for our life.
Just follow up and say that it's not a matter of precedent or anything like this. In the case of Mr. L.K. Joubert, has submitted a proposal to this committee. It was almost the same type of thing from the justice portfolio and with the people. It has been taken onto board immediately. That section about the, you know, how houses could just simply be put by a sheriff on the market and be sold for everything. That has already been dealt with. It has been done speedily in less than 6 months' time from when it was handed in. And that, I think, was very satisfactory to this particular committee, and that could be the way forward.
I think this is a right
from the law. We are looking at time frame and the delay in this matter. I think the department should give us a reason of why they want to take so long. If there's any problems in between that the committee can assist. And furthermore, I think the more we delay, the more we're depriving the organization, the needy organization that used to benefit from the bureaucracy. So, Chairperson, I think that you are right to say that this longer wait you cannot expect. Because it's not even 2 years now, Chairperson. It's less than 2 years that the parliament will write and pass a new parliament. So I think this matter should be very easily taken up by this parliament. Thank you.
Yeah, just to clarify your point, when the term of parliament ends, everything before us collapses. So we wouldn't want this good proposal to collapse with the rising of parliament. That's why we're putting a better front. But we are also recognizing that you were taking your own time because knowing your own issues. But we are asking you to fast track that process if you want us to roll into it, you know. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to make a comment that these proposals are certainly good and they certainly marshal the better function of the but it is important for us to form a good basis our amendment. We don't want a situation where we do amendments to allow this amendment to go now or give it to the board, and next year we do other amendments. It's just going to be a few months till the end of the financial year, and we do intend to support those amendments by the end of the financial year or by the next financial year.
You know what? You are making us get any action. I will take it. That's the attitude of the department, no matter. I'm sure this will become strong now. Understand our country. Understand our situation. We can't accept your time frame. In the normal course of your running of events, that is the time frame that we seek. We are saying to you, we have an obligation, one, to assist Parliament to take members' proposals to the seat, just like we take a directly proposal to the seat and presidential proposal. Two, we have a time constraint on our part. Three, Parliament is also expecting a delivery on us in terms of the length of time that the proposal sits before this committee. So we would like, if you really want us to stop into your process, you will have to shorten your time frame. Otherwise, we are going to amend this thing without your process, irrespective of your process. So you, unfortunately, we were thinking that we are meeting you halfway. To say that reduce the time frame, then we would put this process into your process.
Yes, I think we are happy with the proposal share issue. So try to see how much I think that's towards the end of the year. I think that's something that we can do with
then towards the end of the financial year, we hope that is what we are waiting for, you know? If there are any problems in the nature of the financial year, you give us a report. If there are problems that are anticipating towards the end of the year, don't let us call on us. Because we ask for some better process. We reserve the right at any given time to draw this thing away from you if you are not happy with the seriousness and the speed with which you are considering and to opt for another process.
We do acknowledge the input that we have received from the members. What we will do, we'll go back and review our time frames as well to ensure that they align with the needs and the comments that we will need in this committee. So we will take this into account and we'll do the best that we can to ensure a statement to this.
That's very good. I'm saying you are going towards your temperance towards the end of the year. That's the bottom line. You know, when we put it that way, you are opening a loophole for you to come back and say end of the year was not possible for you. We are saying go and work towards the end of the year. Give us a mid-term report. We are giving you a deadline for end of financial year.
I understand. Chair, I think we need to have one thing in mind. This is not a competition to see if a member can bring a bill in the department. This whole thing, and why there are these minutes available, is to ensure that there are speedy service delivery. That is the main. So, actually, it will be a lot more appreciative, I think, for us to do that with the department. If a department knows that it will not be able to do what they need to do to bring amendments to the parliament, if they will be parliament, in a speedily enough manner that will take care of this need for speed. I also agree that the good thing is to slot it in. But it needs to be stopped in the process that's already. I would actually mind think that if the department come in and say, listen, we are already far along the way in terms of amendments, we better put the bill we have to do in the next 6 months or next 9 months at the most. that's fine. But the initial comments were that they actually planned to combine the research and policy process together instead of taking procedures, I presume, into one financial year and then use the next financial year to finalize amendments and bring amendments to themselves in Parliament. So that's fine. I mean, that's the work to do thoroughly and properly. But I don't think it's that fair of us to force GPI to finalize a whole process. I don't talk about this proposal. I talk about the whole process around the Act. Just to make provision that we can be satisfied with what can happen is that by March next year, they can come to us and say, listen, we are not ready with this. And then you will have to say, okay, now we're going to carry on. Then another year passes. So I think we're going to look at our first consideration is not where this comes from. Our first consideration would be, at what speed do we need this to ensure service and delivery to people? That's not just service and delivery, this is needing service and delivery. And if it doesn't fit in, then they can continue with the order process and we can see the depending on what. But I don't want them to play around and say, we'll try and put in the financial initiative, etc. And then all that will turn us into is to get to next year. And they won't be easy. And I won't blame them if I'll be able to have to do much more than just as one thing. And then we said we should be part nine up.
I don't think there are plenty to play around. And we were cognizant of the fact that they should be considering a process, and they, in their introduction remarks, they said that there are a whole set of things that they think should be reviewed, and in totality they were going to take this financial issue order and the other financial issue. But now there is a proposal before us, and there is this need of the people who are awaiting the distribution. So we are currently asking them to, they can even go back and categorize the things that they think they needed to review. And those that could be linked to this one, bring them forward and subdivide their processes. So I would still, if it is okay with the State Department, think that we must trust one another. We're trying to make it easy for everybody, for Parliament, for the department, for the beneficiaries, and to say that it is desirable for all of us to resolve this thing speedily, and 3 years absolutely not desirable. Whereas we can still spend the other part of 3 years looking into other things that are not so urgent in terms of amendments, as we would ask you to consider this as a big agent and to rope it into whatever other aspects of your individual that you think you'll be able to complete within the stipulated time. Advocate Trump?
Sure, yes, I know what you say. I think we're getting to the end of this discussion. But I'm just concerned about what you just said now, and that is that they can still do that. The way I understood it is, and that was said, that they don't want to link it now and another one. They want to review the whole thing and come with everything. Now my concern is, and maybe we shouldn't force them into a specific answer to that. I think we jumped this in terms of time and the frequently effect. Maybe they should come back to us next week and have another meeting just to confirm this. It will be very short final decision. But I think they should say now, Chair. Because the way I understand from you is that they can take part of it and get that. But for us as forum, as seeing to the needs of people, the important thing is not necessarily when it is tabled in Parliament. Now if they intend to table one amendment bill covering all aspects of the Principal Act, then they fail. you say, if we are saying that they must go and take this and whatever relates to that, and bring an amendment to Parliament speedily, and then carry on with the rest of the amendments, they must also explain to us if that's the way they understand it, if that's the way they see it. And then still we need to know if there would be very amendments surrounding these proposals which would necessitate for them to deal with it instead of us just here.
I will give them the last talk to see what they think they can do. But I would also like to remind you of what I said are the binding things on our part. The whole other process of other things do not arise as far as the committee is concerned. That whole other process. What arises before us is what the rules that govern this committee say that if there is a process, unfortunately there is that process in the department. If there is any legislative, if there is already a law, a policy, or any legislative process somewhere that would otherwise cover the proposal, we as this committee are bound by the rules to drop into the process. So unfortunately, there is this such a process, so we are asking them to construct that process and to make it work for us. Because we have to report to parliamentary, we have to be cognizant of the fact that at the end of the term, everything before us falls away. So unfortunately, the rules that make it difficult for us to recognize the process that they are busy undertaking.
There's a question in terms of that. Why are we sitting initially? Was that they were planning to start research and policy with someone from it. So I think it was just how it is already a process. And the technical thing that is also legal, was the process already started in terms of when you reduce our rules? But that's not what I understood from the start. They can answer. They say
I don't want us to place mentions in the start. At the beginning, when the thing arrived before us, even before we knew what the abuse was, we knew that the minister had made a public announcement. To say that because the agents have spent the lottery, they are things that they are going to do. And he said, let's invite them to hear what they are planning to do with that process. So there was already an extra process online before the nation should say that, and that's the reason why we call it. Now today he said that they have planned in a particular way. So, Mrs. Rajwani.
Yes, we can go around and round discussing this matter. I would like to ask the department who you said whether there is in any way they can prioritize it among the other things they have to do. Give it a priority to say that let's work on this. And what time frame from what they have said to us, how can they come forward with that time frame? But give this a priority. Thank you.
These amendments are actually interesting. If you want to strengthen one section, okay, that's just your comment. So what you want to do is to approach it in a way that you can keep one in the So that's your process. There is also a possibility that the proposal that we have from really deals with time frame. And in our view, this is something that we need to test.
And
then structure. Something that we need to test with our legal advisor is the possibility of amending the regulation. and that will actually probably shorten the time frame by half instead of taking 6 months in a case. Because only if you could amend regulations, it means that you have to see the issue of what you can do and what is the name of the case. So there is that possibility to share that instead of amending, have with regard to issues around time frame and regulation. We might have to do it. So that's something that we still need to take into our minds. And this is the idea of the heart of the middle of amendment is the amendment of the and then amend the effort with respect to the other issues that we have. So there is that hypothesis. However, if that is not possible, we are still comfortable approaching the point towards the end of the with amendments.
Madam Chair, you have mentioned the 6 week reporting basis in terms of this. Mr. Schwartz has mentioned about should we not reconvene a meeting at a later stage. I will be against that. I think that we've had more than enough time that we've discussed this particular thing. But I think in terms of what has been said by the DTI now, is in its first report, which we have requested within 6 weeks, if they could give us in writing their position as far as the way forward. And I think that as the first report should be satisfactory, and then I think we are accepting back to and endorsing your proposal as it was with the few adjustments and amendments that have been done there. And I would formally propose now that we embark on that particular thing so we can put close to that.
Anybody seconding that?
Yeah, actually, you don't
want it. Everyone is just second. What's this one?
Sure, you're not in line with the view of that, but I also wanted to just add something to what's important. I think we can do that. What I just think, in 2008, we talked about Parliament or the country giving certain instructions to the Parliament to do certain things. We talked about that. We have to not only get into the problem between the if they could see that this can be dealt with in this situation, I'm not saying we can't, I just think that in that first 6 weeks report, they need to state it and they need to motivate it properly with the implications thereof. And I can even see, while people say that the regulations take care of this and you don't need them in tapping, I would rather see the regulations as an interim measure awaiting the final announcement of this. Still be part of that, that's a big thing to do. So that's the third insect, that's the third in the middle way of the frame.
Now, okay. It's suggesting that if we put the regulations in place, once we do the amendment, then we will withdraw the regulations.
No,
I don't think you can
regulate. No. They could put regulations in place that's more like a minor question. But in the meantime, act, they can include it in that.
We seem to be.
I agree with the proposals. All I ask actually is that they just motivate if again they don't want to go the regulation way in the 6 week mid 6 week report. They just motivate it and that's on the cash.
They must motivate it by fully understanding that our preference is the amendment to the act. If impossible, totally impossible, then the regulation would be the route. But we have to communicate this to the proposer as well. And once the proposer has put this letter before us, it's now the letter of the committee. So we would keep informing them, we write a letter to you, informing him the decisions of this meeting. And I would like you to work with Mr. Becker and Mr. as well to just make sure that we have kept up the minutes correctly. And to check with them whether the content of the letter that we write to Mr. Labaskachna is accurate and or whether we have also summarized the issues properly in writing to the speaker. So this brings us to the conclusion of the item, but I would still open for final remarks from the government or from members of the committee, including your legal company, anyone who would like to. Any final things to say about this? I don't have any, but anybody who would like to have a final the space and it's
so after the new one of the same thing, I also want the same thing. I really specifically being cranked with that. I also understand the spot is in particular, but through that part, I'm sure that it's actually a bit
yes, in conclusion, brother, in 6 weeks' time, where will we be? It sounds like our first meeting day, our first fight. So the first week of August, we're going to, those who are going to India, we meet July. We just finalized that yesterday. First week of August, we'll be back here with the department. I don't want a report in a letter. Don't you think so, Mr. Baker? Because there might be issues we want to ask them on the motivation.
I'm not expecting them.
The first week, which will be committee week, the first meeting of the next term should be with the, so you can give them kind of time to prepare themselves for coming there. The second week of August, it will, you said August?
Tuesday.
She will confirm with you. It will be on a Friday. This matter will be back on the agenda. What your written proposal to us that we would interrogate and working with a lot of factors will also be possible. He's not obliged to that. But in the meantime, we'll be writing back to the presiding office to say that for now we have concluded this matter, although we are awaiting specifically a report. The first one will be in this other from the department out of which we will make the further way forward.
I don't know what I was saying, but I'm sure that you understand that there's probably some satisfaction in moving the
country. That's what we will write to the presiding office, and I think the department understands this issue, that at any given time, we are not happy to go through the process of that and take the route of which will be undesirable. We hope, I'm forever a pessimist. I trust that this route will work, we'll all make it work, so that we must not embarrass one another in the process. And I thank you very much again, Mr. Swart has already done so. Not unless you have any other questions, we are over with this item, we wish you a great journey back. Are you flying back?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
Thank you very much. Just for us, we really appreciate the challenge of taking and will in the current time
can we request you to, on our behalf, you know, committees of parliament sometimes they take a long time to report to one another. And on our behalf, will you report to the committee, your portfolio committee, about this meeting and the discussions and the proposal? We will also write to them. We are not accelerating ourselves from the proposal. How many are we here? Of the law and questions, And just like we did with a lot of the proposal that I would like to put before the committee, we have heard from the Department of Education as well. Their argument is that a lot of the things that Mr. Binamo is proposing is covered under the South African School Act, Act 84 of 1996, as amended, as well as the other basic education and training Act number 64, as amended, including the regulation of both acts. I applied my mind to this and I thought that, yes, especially the other part of the proposal, but I was not sure whether that proposal is in the act, the obligatory aspect to the state in terms of testing why learners are falling through the cracks. What is this of the proposal? In order to address the high level of illiteracy, they're not leaving school before they are fully research and English. That is then brought as far as I am concerned, because firstly you are asking in the context why learners are failing in attend school, whether you are referring to the 3% or a 4% that is not schooling, that should attend school in terms of starting school, because our national rate of school attendance is 96, fluctuating between 96 and 97 in terms of starting school. However, there is a high dropout rate that is unaccounted for in terms of percentage. So I don't know whether you wanted to. Why they're not going to attend school, whether you are referring to the ones that say even to start school in the right time, or the ones that drop out of the school system before they complete their education. You also included in the offset the issue of illiteracy, and you have qualified your illiteracy in terms of numeracy and full literacy. If you are qualified your illiteracy, as meaning inabilities in the numeracy area, as well as full literacy. And full literacy, I don't know what you mean by full literacy, but I thought that if you have the scope, you do not have necessarily the scope and the ability to examine this last aspect of your object. But maybe we should, while saying to the speaker, the presiding office, that the last part of your proposal is covered in the South African as amended and regulation, as well as the other basic education and training and amended and regulations. We should further say the other aspects to the portfolio committee of education for consideration of perusal. The probability of investigating why they not fail to attend school and to address the high level of illiteracy due to learners leaving school before they are fully literate anyway. So that's the proposal that I am putting before the committee. That we, in terms of the rules of parliament, we are satisfied that some aspects of the thing are covered in the 2M, but there is an aspect that could be further investigated, and then we request that that should be referred or referred to the portfolio committee of education. I don't know. Mr. Bilamo, you are not supposed to participate. You've made your case to the committee. We appreciate your coming. Normally after a proposal presents and a proposal enters the number of people in the second meeting, when you choose to attend, you attend not in order to further bend the arm of the committee. So you may listen, but you're not allowed to. But unless you post something that I think. Committee member?
Sheikh, I just to correct understand, the proposal is to send the Chapter Speaker a recommendation from this committee to follow the second amendment, and there's still amendment to this proposal, or second proposed amendment is covered by the school act. First one, may need further investigation, we'll consider the word consideration to it, and therefore request the speaker to be present in the proposal for discussion. Yeah, must bear in mind that I've not looked at the act. Number of things in this segment that have not been discussed in the way it is in terms of obligation. In other words, it's clear from the second, from the stick that you call the fourth proposal. Placing
the
obligation. You want both the last and May as well. I'm asking if there's still amendments in this proposal. I just want to understand which one or both or which not you want to refer. Because you talk about the last one, but that's when you refer to the object. To that document. But the last one you talk about is actually the first one and the proposed amendment. So that's what I'm asking. I just want to get clarity on which one of the two you want to refer.
We want to refer the aspect of the obligation to the state, obliging the state to investigate. I don't know whether you call it the first or the second. Yes. No, you know what? That document that you are referring as the first one, we had since asked Mr. Bidamo to go and read that. Oh, yes. Okay, no, you are not talking about the object. Okay, fine. Thanks, yeah. The first amendment proposal is what we are requesting the presiding office to ask the portfolio committee of education to consider. The second, we are saying is sufficiently covered in today. That is, if you guys are not going to say anything, I'm going to just put it like that.
I thought you, if I could second or propose that the way that you presented it as you proceed with that, I would rather do that. Know that you asked for whether we concluded that. But that is the only thing that I would say.
Actually, we could have totally rejected this proposal. So, but we still have, there might be aspects we might be missing because we are not necessarily. So we want to satisfy ourselves together with the portfolio committee in the field that we are not throwing the bus with the baby out. So we request that there should be a further consideration by a better qualified committee.
Yeah.
especially in terms of obliging the state. We are also cognizant of the fact that when proposals are put before the committee, if they have any financial implications, the proposal must be put. And we are also cognizant of the fact that the proposal has said that there would not be any financial implications. But obliging the state will definitely come with financial implications. So there was a whole lot of reasons to outrage and reject this proposal, but we did not. Especially because of the fact that obliging the state, if you go to the Constitution as well as to the Act, the issue of affordability in terms of offering education is a factor that is built into those aspects. So, but still, we think there is enough ground to investigate, and we are asking the portfolio committee to investigate on our consider on our own. Mr. Swan.
The second part of the legal and court one is abusive covers. The basic tenets may be covered, but what is here is a bit more of a religious obligatory onto the state. And I think the court has said that would put some more pressure on the provincial department to come to the party, because they don't come to the party after the testimony. If I come to them, come to the party at all. But it's not just I would have preferred the whole thing goes to them to consider the part of my and must be the thing, but also to just look if the second part is really so covered as claimed by the department, not in terms of the tenet or the policy, but in terms of the obligations or the seriousness of the obligations. And that's in particular for people to understand the provinces, while we say we don't have more money to give them. What they say that it's properly covered. But you see, there's a difference. There can be a policy which I can state in one paragraph, or I can state in a different paragraph. One paragraph would cover the policy, but don't put sufficient pressure, in particular on provincial departments, to do the job properly. And the other one will be more harsh in terms of those obligations by the provincial government. So that would be my request, as a small amendment.
Yes, I'll come back to you. Let me just see if there are things that are sorry, I've had.
I don't think that there are really one court by court on this these schools act. Because I just hear the case now and the way I see that the duty of schools to provide information where it says a school must make information available for inspection by any captain. So far as captain for making the right to exercise and protect such persons' rights. Any captain. Now, I don't know whether we could change, because you cannot, it's a secret, it's not numbered, South African Schools Act, 84 of 1993, the document filed with the
judge.
Is that the document
before? It's not a
proposal,
anyway. Yeah. Oh, you're talking in the proposal, oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. Mr. Clark, what we may need to do at some point is to review the rules that govern the scope of this committee. Because the rules, like as you say, if something is covered, it doesn't say adequately covered. Well, covered can mean referred to in passing, not previously so. That is what is constraining us. So I would like to say that at some point we may want to sit down and look at the rules that govern the committee and they propose us to the central committee. However, having said that, I think our primary recommendation should be that the first amendment should be forwarded to the portfolio committee. And secondary one, in addition to that, could be that the committee should also satisfy itself that the second amendment is adequately covered in the today. So we are giving them excellent good questions. So I think if it's practiced that way, then we can be certain that it's not,
something like, I agree with you, we need to have some serious discussion at some stage. I think that's a full commission. Well, it's easy to run away and unfortunately you'll get that from departments of health. The interpretation of law, you talk about health, means that that's what is proposed with its intentions, obligations and the consequences are fully covered. That's why we, and I agree with you, we need to talk about that. And if the rules are indeed restricting us from ensuring ourselves that we are really dealing with what is what we need for the people that come to them, then we need to do that. But we should also not play around the criminals.
Thank you. And I
regret
the fact that the department did not put they made a verbal presentation to us, which we normally, our social never has gone to the interpreter. We normally, after their verbal presentation, we normally ask them to write, submit it to write, because then we can normally interrogate thoroughly after the response. Our fault that it's not to them. So for now, I think we should close this issue by saying that we are done with the letter, we are reporting to the presiding office to say that insofar as this committee, we are not proposing it ascended into a deal. We are asking that it should be referred to the portfolio committee and education. The first amendment in particular, they must further consider the second amendment. But in the first amendment, the second amendment, they must consider on our behalf whether in terms of the department's submission. Submission, the second amendment proposed is adequately covered in the South African Rules Act and in the other business. Thank you very much, Mr. Dinamo. We meet again in the portfolio country. You'll be there yourself to say that we just. We take this moment to say, I wonder if how do you consider the annual report when we are what we are going to do, members have a copy. We are going to circulate it to you. You must take a copy, one copy, to every member. I don't know what we are going to do. Maybe we should call a special meeting just for 10 minutes to amend the annual report on Tuesday when everybody is here. Maybe 15 minutes before the house. Or maybe we should take members out of the house if you want. Wednesday.
We have a sitting week next week, and then after we have committed, it will be too late in the committee meeting. I was suggesting, because of our quorum here and the importance of this committee, because I can see everything is coming on our table, and we have to do something. and whether we couldn't have a lunch when the people are already here. So they have no excuse to say that we are not here.
Can you not
bring
a
lunch
for us?
Okay.
So when was Rodolphe from the day
yeah.
How is this left?
No,
not July. No.
We've got our, the IFT has got its national conference on the 13th, 14th and 15th of July.
So that's our conference
from, and we go. From about the 17th. I will be available. I've got an APAC conference from the 23rd to the 26th, but I can't cancel it. So I will be in your hands anytime, as long as it's not before 17th of July.
This is right, you can read it on the 18th of July, and this is my day after this. Or any other time day after the 18th. Is that? I will talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. No, it doesn't put me in charge of that. So we may need to go set up our info. But if I had to do this thing, so that the Indian students have any other
students,
yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We meet on Tuesday, like that.
Yeah, I
think
that's
the correct.
Can I just say that with regard to Friday, next Friday, both Mrs. Marsh and myself are involved in meetings in Durban. And mostly, again, you might have noticed that, but I think it's also clear from other members as well that the Fridays are becoming extremely difficult. Our most successful meeting that we've had thus far was at your initiative when we met over the lunchtime. Particularly if there is that one could perhaps work on a Wednesday where there is an hour extra when it is available.
Friday was
actually
very
sensible.
Brother, look at the corner and see if you might sit after the forecast is on the
just one more thing, sir. We have been constantly told in the Rules Committee and in the Program Committee that Friday has no normal working day. So people are not taking it seriously. But if the presiding officers come to know that we are having this kind of a problem, then there is going to be a problem for those that don't
think. But I think we should stick to the Friday to get members used to our
directly. Yes.
We will excuse you for that, but
yeah.
We will hope to see some other Friday. Even. And we would also like that we should also sometimes try to. When one can attend one.
That's what we've done.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And the visas have expired. And we must receive our passports
free.
The visa?
Yeah.
The visa.